NBC's Trial and Error may just be America's new comedy obsession. And the critics can't get enough, calling Trial and Error outrageous, fun, and filled with belly laughs.
Where were you the night Margaret was murdered?
I went to get gardening supplies.
Fantastic. I'm sure they have security video.
One shovel, one tarp, and let's throw in this ski mask.
John Lithgow stars in Trial and Error. Next Tuesday, after the battle rounds on The Voice on NBC.
Silencers in Showtime. Oh my God, we have so much to discuss. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where's the song at? Oh, no. Man.
That's okay. Hey.
The beat drop.
Hey, hey. Get out of
bounds. We should have said the chorus. God,
hey,
so
it's okay, yeah. but we in this, hey, we in this
it's the
together.
Star season finale, guys.
Oh, season
crazy.
12.
I know. I'm so sad. Everybody, I'm seriously in tears.
No, you're not.
So much
I'm not. I'm not. But I am
so
mentally.
Let's get right
it's been
on
so
into
fun.
It has been.
Okay,
everyone, hi. Thank you so much. Welcome. This is another, our last episode of the Star After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you all so much for sticking with us. We never thought that our show would become as big as it kind of has, you know, with the live chat and people actually tuning in. We're having some, you know, loyal followers, so that's
absolutely
awesome. I'm Ivana Williams, your host for this evening, and you can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
What's up, everyone? My name is Sheldon White, and you can find me on all social media at Sheldon White 2.
And I'm Jill Monroe with a bad lip sync job, and you can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill.
Yeah, well, you know, after they had left us on the last episode, I was like, where are we going to pick up from? I had no idea. And we see Star is back at Carlotta's, which was odd. I wasn't expecting that. And she's, you know, looking at her face, trying to get her face together. And since, you know, her and Hunter have that house together, Simone walked in and she heard somebody in the bathroom. She thought it was Alex. Mm-hmm. She's like, Alex, you know, whatever she's talking about. And come to find out it's Star. And Star's trying her best to cover up and act like, hey, girl, I just came back to get you.
Right.
You know, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It just felt like Star goes back to, obviously, she needs to get out the house, but she goes back to home, goes mm-hmm. back to where she know what she knows and where she feels safe. So mm-hmm. What did y'all think about the opening?
It breaks my heart because I just feel like Star, she's just living in this reality where she feels like she can handle what's going on with her and Hunter, but she
mm-hmm.
can't.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, girl, just ask for help. Tell your sister. Like, at the same time, you have to understand that everyone knows the situation that they're in and they've all had their own struggles to deal with. Mm-hmm. So it's like, girl, just ask for help. It's not a big deal.
It's interesting, though, because I don't feel like Star does that often, like, especially with her baby sister. I think she thinks she's the protector of her baby sister. So it was hard to see her trying to handle too much on her own
mm-hmm.
without the support that she really needed.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say she's obviously conflicted going through this because on one hand, she's never had anyone to sort of love her and support her in the way that Hunter has, but she knows that he can't be putting his hands on her and that his control issues are. So, it's a moment of vulnerability that we don't see that much from Star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very big sister trait too.
Yeah,
like hiding everything. Yeah. Because my big sister is so much like that. And I'm just like, girl, it's okay.
Yeah, just so open up to me.
Right, exactly.
But as a big brother, you wanna be the protector.
Yeah, for sure. But little sisters, though, we go crazy for our older sisters. It's like that's like your weak spot. It's like not.
Are you the oldest out of your brothers?
I'm the oldest.
Oh.
I have five younger siblings, and the youngest one is 11. So it would be weird for me to show too much vulnerability in front of them at a time of weakness.
Because you want to be the leader.
Yeah. Want them to know it's okay. They can handle anything no matter what happens. What you want to say?
No.
Because I'm an only child. I don't have anybody.
And I'm an only child too. But I mean, I have half sisters, but I didn't grow up with them. So I grew up as an only child. Mm-hmm. So I don't really, have the brother-sister thing.
Oh, wow. Well, I just have one sister. So it's kind of very, very similar. Because I'm definitely that little sister that's like, don't.
It was a lonely childhood.
Yeah.
So we find out also that Cotton is getting bottom surgery that evening. This is what we've led up to for the past few episodes. Come to find out she's had $20,000 saved up, and tonight is the night.
Okay.
supposedly. And so, cut to, we see Hunter on the stairs at Jahil's apartment, and he's crying, and he's like, I did it, Unc. And I'm like, oh, maybe is he finally admitting? But,
yeah, because for 2.3 seconds, I was like, wait, Hunter killed Otis?
He did.
All right. No. I like the plot twist. Right.
That was a good moment. I was like thrilled for the next 2 minutes.
Jill and Sheldon was like,
what?
Yeah. What happened?
Hang on.
And I'm thinking to myself, did I miss something? What's going on?
What's he talking about?
And then it just came back like, okay,
never mind. Why are you playing, Hunter?
Right. Right.
But it was still a big thing that he, you know, broke that he had hit Star and he'd been beating on her. So,
yeah.
Yikes, that was...
Jahil wasn't having it. He was like, you're a grown man. What are you doing? Put your hands on... Like, you know,
you look like your old man. And he brought
he dropped
that
bomb.
That's a stinger. Yeah.
You could tell that, you know, messed Hunter up and he got even more emotional with the tears.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to be like his dad.
Manipulative tears.
Right. Ooh. And he was like, I love her. Oh. No, you don't.
That's not love.
Right. No. Right. I love you, slap. No.
I want to control you.
Right.
Exactly. So Carlotta sees the foster mom at a police station, and I was just hoping for the day that they would finally meet, because I just wanted to know, what is Carlotta going to say? Like, what's the first thing that's going to come out of her mouth? And she told the foster mom that she was sorry. You know, you didn't call the police. You didn't try and protect her.
Drilling her.
Anything. Yeah. So I was so glad to see that moment. Jill, how did you feel about her wig in that moment?
You know, I always have to discuss Carlotta's wigs and the weaves on the show.
Amen.
Carlotta didn't bring it tonight. I was kind of disappointed.
Really?
But it was more of a down, you know, serious sort of show. So I felt like Carlotta maybe was stepping up into her, you know, soon-to-be role that she's taking on.
Okay.
It's a more refined look for herself.
Not as many colors, right?
Yeah.
She did it. I think she handled it, though, in a very Carlotta way.
Yeah.
She got to her and she was like, why didn't you, you couldn't just pick up the phone?
Yeah, you don't
like,
do
she
a lot
said
of talking.
a little enough, but she still wanted her trust because we'll get
there. Right.
So. I'm glad she said something, though, I mean, the fact that the foster mother, you know, has been creeping around, we knew that she knew, and we knew that she knew what was happening to Timon and didn't do anything. It says a lot about her as a woman.
That
was tough. The three girls get a call from Big Boy, and he says he wants to meet with them, and don't tell Jahil.
Shock and surprise there.
Oh, right.
Big Boy.
Yeah. And they meet with him, and it's really quickly, he just becomes their manager. And I was
because they were discussing, like, look, Jahil, he's, you know, got these charges against him. He's just washed up. He can't control his drug habits. Why deal with that when you can deal with me?
Yeah.
And he's already established, you know,
we know
that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's kind of, I mean, he hasn't been around as long as Jahil has, but he's looked out for them in some situations and, you know, just kind of putting his vouch for them. So, I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust Big Boy, but and we find that out later, too. So, it's just a whole bunch of back and forth, but yeah.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
And then later on, Jahil finds out that Eva is the one that turned on him. They have this huge argument back at Jahil's apartment. And I was like, finally, now he gets it. Now he's going to leave her. But here come the tears. And she's just crying and trying to make him feel bad.
Eva.
Yeah.
Eva.
Yes! Oh my God.
She's so manipulative.
She's like, no matter,
she just does what she needs. She cries and she's like, ha-ha.
And she's petite and she's cute and she gets away with
it. But who's similar to that?
Star.
So, and it's like, I feel like she's getting a mix of her maker. Cause like, I'm like, man. I feel like she's like the Dr. Evil Star. She's just like worse. And it's sad because Star is having to get a taste of her own medicine, and that humbles her, and that kind of, you know, picks her up later on in the episode, too. So, Eva. Because at first I was like, okay, you know, a little Latina, you know, taste to the vibe. But now it's like, girl, you gotta go.
I told you don't trust her.
You did. You knew.
Oh, Jill knew. Hashtag Jill was right again.
I'm just saying. Like, are we keeping count? We're not keeping count because it's over, but.
Right. Yeah. No,
people in the comments are, because hashtag Jill
was
right is definitely a thing.
And shout out to you guys in the comments. You guys have been rocking with us all season.
Yeah, it's definitely
becoming
a thing.
We're gonna miss you too, pal.
Y'all going off on these these wigs, honey.
Right, 20%
okay?
Better wigs.
Oh, I'm missing it. Oh, no. Oh, no, with these glasses.
Does anybody
but no, it's wigs. Okay. The wigs, haha, 20% better wigs. You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, we could do that.
Was anyone looking at her braids when she was in the hair shop?
I didn't see the braids.
Mm. Wait, Carlotta's braids?
Yeah, remember she had her, just had her stocking cap on when Hael was in there.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, but
yes. Hashtag evil Eva. Yes. Y'all are so gang gang. Yes. Junu.
Thank you. Shout out to her.
Come
we got
on.
It going.
Yes. Star gang gang. Y'all are crazy. That is
whatever.
So funny.
So they set the what do I call it? I don't know. They set the stage, basically, for whenever Carlotta tries to have an open and honest conversation, rather, with Cotton, saying, how much tricking are you doing, girl?
Right.
Because you came up with $20,000 in such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. Did she say, like, a day or, like, a few days?
Yeah.
A day.
And we know Michelle.
Little does she know.
Jocelyn took off with her money
yesterday.
Right. So.
Yeah. Something's afoot.
So they try, and again, you know, Cotton at this point, she's very closed off from Carlotta. She doesn't want to have any conversations. It hurts my heart, but I can't blame her, you know.
Right.
This has been decades, obviously, you know, going with this. But,
this has been the Pastor Harris fallout.
That's really.
The explosion.
Yes.
To bring back up the old feelings. Because remember, Cotton said she's been in the life since she was 12 years old. So we still don't know what happened with Carlotta and Cotton at that point.
Speaking of which, we haven't seen
Pastor Harris in a long time.
Good.
Oh,
because
I think he's
Carlotta, Carlotta bounced him because he...
You're right. That's correct.
Speaking of open and honest conversations, Simone and Star finally talk, and Star opens up that, yes, Hunter had been beaten on her.
Okay.
How did y'all think Simone was going to react whenever she finally saw Hunter
Solange.
Again?
Like a Solange, like, oh, I'm about to come
Solange
after you.
Solange and Jay-Z in the
okay.
elevator.
It was like a no. You tried it. Not my sister. Because
she was like, next
me.
Time I see him, I'm going to kill him. And I was like, oh.
But then my mind, I was thinking to myself, okay, Simone, but what happened?
We know, Simone, you wouldn't pull the trigger. So, you know, it's a figurative thing. I'm just saying, I'm not really advocating that type of violence. But we know that Simone was probably really hurt and would have wanted to go after Hunter. But she really pulled it out, so.
Yeah, and I think, too, though, like, and Star made a good point. You, like, as she, and she said it to Simone, you don't know what you do in those situations.
Yeah.
So it's not like, okay, like she said to her, like, or in Simone's situation, you could have definitely probably killed him in his sleep or, you know, did something and took off, but you didn't because you don't know what the reaction is going to be or how it's going to affect you later on. So I definitely agree with how Star kind of, like, how she approached Simone because she's like, look, I understand why you're angry, but at the same time, you aren't there. You don't understand what it feels like to be in that situation. So don't try to, like, tell me what I should have done. Because especially when you're in love with someone, and that's, like, one of the biggest issues with abuse, is that it really manipulates your mind and your emotions. So you think, okay, I can deal with it. And like she had said later on, I know how to handle Hunter. No, you don't. You think you do. You think you do. And that's fine that you do. But a lot of people are just mentally off at that point, especially when it comes to love. So
it broke my heart. Oh, go ahead.
I also really liked how Simone, as she was mad, she didn't want to kill him. She was like, how could you let this happen? And Star she was like, you don't let it happen.
I think it's a reaction
that a lot of people have. It's like, how could you let this happen?
Right.
It's so insensitive.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
Yeah, that definitely broke my heart, and I think it's just a quick reaction because that's probably the victim blaming that Simone was used to.
Yes.
How you let him just get on top of you like that, you know, and just has, you know, she's had to brush it under the rug just for years, rather. So it was just very familiar, and that broke my heart.
To see, I understand, because, like, immediately when you know that, like, even, like, your mom, I feel like your mom is your hot spot, too. If anybody talks stuff about your mom, if anybody talks stuff about your family, it's like, where is he right now?
Right.
Tell me. I'm going to run up right now. But no.
I'm speaking proper.
Okay, right. Simone was, she was so ready, but I was like, come on, sister. Yeah. Come on, baby sis.
Aww.
I know.
And the biggest conversation is whenever the foster mom finally reveals to Carlotta that she was the one who killed Otis.
And shout out to you guys in the comments because somebody week after week was telling us each that our picks were wrong and that it was the foster mom that did it. So you knew.
Because she had always been viewed as a weak character, so I didn't think that she had it in her, so to speak, that they would write it that she had it in her to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, well, it's somebody else, you know, that we've seen more. But
it was kind of a little... I was like,
now I
want to
know how she did it. Like, I want to see them unfold. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
I want to see step by step.
Well, I think she kind of watched. I mean, I guess she was in the audience. She followed. She knew that he was. We knew. We saw the scene where he said he was going to set out to find Simone.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes.
they were back in wherever they New York, I guess, or wherever they came from. So she knew where he was going, I guess.
Right.
How she found somebody to watch the kids. Who knows? But she got in and out really quickly in that
and
parking
it,
lot.
Do you know what
bothered me about the thing, though? She was like,
I know what you're about to say.
Yep. She was like, we're on the same page. She was like, I couldn't let him do that to my
babies. Kids. Yeah.
Simone was your responsibility. Simone was supposed to be your baby as well.
You're
and you let it happen there.
Foster mom.
I felt that line, and the only thing that I could think of is she probably thought Simone is a sacrifice
for her biological kids.
Yeah, you know, because if he's focused there, and she probably thought of Simone as another woman and not as the child that she actually was.
Yeah. That's deep.
So
that's so sad. That's so sad.
It was hard.
Like I'm glad Otis was gone. Hello, but you know, it's just when she was like, and I would kill him again. I'm just like, oh, but she was obviously being abused too. So I don't want to sound victim blaming, but I do just wish that she was able to react faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of that kind of cycles around in the entire season where it's like, we wish you would do this, but you don't do this. And that's what the sad part is, you don't know what you would do in that situation.
Yeah.
So it's hard to really determine how you would react to something. Because I mean, like for instance, like scary movies, you're like, girl, run. but you don't know. Like, if you're in such shock, you're like,
you don't know how you
those nerves start coming to you, and you're just like, you don't know what you're going to do.
True.
So, I mean, but still run.
Mm.
Yes. Okay.
Think. Fast.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Alex and Derek have decided to keep the baby.
Even though Alex doesn't know Derek can't walk.
Okay. So that's another thing, because it doesn't make sense to me. If she's visiting him in the hospital as much as maybe she is, she would see that he has to be lifted up and taken to a restroom. Like, he can't even pee on his own. Like,
you know, the doctors don't come in and have any conversations.
I mean, nothing. Yeah.
Why is he still in the hospital? Baby, why aren't you up walking around? I mean, I would have questions.
Right.
I don't know.
Walk into the garden or something.
Like, she probably thinks he's still so much pain, though.
Right, but at a certain point,
or if he has
something
a bedpan.
You know, just things. I don't know. I would be questioning. Especially, run. Get out.
Okay.
You know, you're planning on having a child with this person. You might want to have a plan for what his care is going to be like. Because even if he's that seriously hurt, which we know he is, but not even to the extent that she knows, how are you two going to get through a pregnancy
and the
other things that are happening? So, I mean, I know they're young and maybe they're just really in love and just
and
really,
naive.
Really not thinking. But, and let's not forget that Derek still has a case pending against him, too.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
like, I'm thinking
there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Is anyone considering every other detail that's in this picture? I'm like, what she said.
Cliffhanger.
Okay. But, like, I do think something now is going to happen to the kid. I don't think, getting into predictions early, but, well.
Thought so, too. I'm like, something's going to happen.
Yeah. There's no way. Because then, and Big Boy had said it, too. Girl, a baby. And on top of that, like, earlier in the episode when they listed off, like, oh, Alex, you know, you stole a car, you had to get here, drove down to Atlanta, you met up with these random people on social media, and then you just want to give it all up for, you know, not give it, a baby is a beautiful thing, and I'm not saying don't have a kid, whatever.
It's complex.
But your career as a teenager, why? Like, you literally just gave up everything. You got into turmoil with your parents. You've met these two girls that are random. You know, you're living with them now.
Well, now she's definitely on a high, so to speak, because they just won this deal. So she's probably thinking, like, well, she is well off.
She
don't struggle like the rest of
But where that baby
moms.
Gonna be? Cotton gonna be doing y'all's clothes and taking care of this baby and all this other stuff? Ain't nobody got time.
But it's personal. Like, we can't judge her
love.
For keeping the baby. Just like we couldn't judge her for not keeping the baby.
Right.
Change things for sure.
It will, but even looking in her face when they were having the conversation and when she was telling Derek, you know, I came to, this is not what I came to Atlanta for.
Yeah.
To me, I felt like she doesn't really want to do it, but she wants to do it for him. I felt like she was hoping that he would say, you know, baby, right now I love you, but we got time.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know the full extent of what he's dealing with, so he doesn't know if this is his one shot. So, yikes. A lot going on.
Yeah. Later on, we find out that Carlotta actually recorded the whole conversation with the foster mom. And she tells this to Jael whenever he's over at Carlotta's house, which I was so excited. I did not think that she had recorded the conversation. I was like, oh, duh. You can record
scheme,
the conversation.
Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
There it is.
I mean, there it is. I was like, no, she's not just there because she feels sorry for her and wants to give her a shoulder to cry on. She's like, no. I'm gonna take care of homie.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it, and I was just waiting because I was worried that she wouldn't say it because she was like, "Could you do it?" And she just nodded. And I was like, "Say it, say it,
right,
say it."
I knew
Carlotta had to be wired.
Yeah. Carlotta crazy.
Yeah, and it seems like the relationship between more of like a a friendship between Jahil and Carlotta is getting a lot better because then she washes his hair for him, and I thought that was such a sweet gesture.
I feel differently because I just feel like Carlotta is so forgiving. Women are so forgiving. And there are a lot of situations like Jahil's been not the best person. And so I feel like why always does Carlotta and all these other women, just like Star, have to go back and be like, okay, let's try this again. And just like he said, I'm so sorry for everything that I've done to you and Mary. Like, come on. Yeah, like,
but is she so forgiving or is she just recognizing, look, he's helped get them this far? And obviously, as we see later, Carlotta had a plan because we were not expecting her to come through at the end with that little tidbit that we'll get to. So I feel like now that it's out in the open that he's Cotton's dad and a couple of other things, I don't think it's so much that she's being forgiving. I think it's just that it's what it is. And he held them down big time with Otis because that could have,
That's very true.
And he also is dealing with addiction. And, like, this is a downward spiral, again, addiction. And I think that although she doesn't want it she can still... Carlotta has the ability to see things from many people's perspectives except Cotton's.
Absolutely. But
seriously, she can see...
Come on, Sheldon.
She's working on Cotton's.
She's working on that one, but she does seem to do a good job with that.
She balances a lot of things. I just feel like Carlotta... okay, fine. Whatever. Yeah. Don't be washing his hair. I'm not gonna wash your hair. I'll be like, all right, you stink, but you gotta
look at it as like she's wholly forgiving him. I just thought it was just like a sweet gesture.
Because
I wouldn't have done that if it was me. I was like, well, that's sweet.
Yeah. That's cute. Oh, you look a mess. You have a home.
Good thing. I thought it was about manipulation in some form. Like,
of course, yes.
You know, because there's been a lot of that too. So that's just.
Yeah, and Carlotta overall is just a great person. She really, really is. And like you said, though, even though it doesn't always shed light with her and Cotton, she is a great person. And at the end of the day, she has held everything together. Yeah.
Agreed.
So, yeah.
And a huge turning point in the show, Simone is searching for Star. And so she goes to Star and Hunter. I know, you got to get mentally ready again to talk about it. Simone goes to Star and Hunter's house, and Hunter opens the door. They get into this argument, like, quick. And he's like, you're that crazy bitch. And basically saying that she's the problem. You know, she's why they have so many problems. And I don't know. And then he pushes her against the wall, swims against the wall, and then he slams her down on the floor. Luckily, she takes the crowbar that was already on the ground, and she hits him in the knee, and then she smacks him across the face, and she goes to... Yes! Come on, sound effect!
Right, get out!
Yeah, and she goes to find her sister, who is locked up in some back room or whatever, and she's just like, cowered over
shaking.
Or whatever. Yeah, and she's like, her nose is bleeding.
Fetal
clearly,
position.
Clothes ripped
clearly
up.
He beat her again.
And then he locked her in there, too.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want her to leave.
Yeah. Locked the door with, I don't know what that little device was or whatever.
It would look like it was one of the bars that you put on your car, when you...
to lock the car.
Yeah.
I thought it maybe was a cane or like a, I don't know, something.
Yeah. They had all types of props on set, so they just,
I thought it was something like, for the blinds or whatever. I don't know.
He found it fast.
Yeah, okay. Hashtag, what was that?
Hashtag, what was that? And so they're about to walk out, but Simone is like, wait a second. Or Star's like, wait a second. Let me just do one more thing. I need you to help me out. And so she's like, grab his throwing hand. And so she hits him in that hand like twice.
Yeah.
And it,
you hear the bones. Like when you hear the bones popping and cracking, I was like, ugh, that's too much for me.
I don't like that either.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot.
What did y'all think about that scene? Let's just go down the row.
I was like, get him, please knock him out. But I was mad though when she knocked him out, because I was like, please don't have him get up like a scary movie where it's right. like you knocked him out and then you, oh, where's Star yeah. at? Knock him out cold, where at least he's not, or tie him up or do something to where he's not going to get to you. Then you go and get Star. But I was like, this was such a like a like yes, like please get him, get him. So and we all were like, right? We all stopped watching stopped writing and was like, oh my god, please, what's going on? God. But no, it was exciting. I was liberated.
That's a good makeup catwalk 55 says she thinks it was the shower curtain rod.
Ooh. So that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Bruh, that was crazy, wasn't it? I know. That was.
So I loved Lil Sis coming through. Although I was surprised she didn't run and get someone else. Like, I would have, like, been like, okay, go.
Yeah.
I would have, but you, like you said, you never know. But it was fun to see her come through, and I liked that Star, because Star, I mean, she stabbed Otis. So I liked that she did some permanent damage, but she didn't stab him.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I think.
I guess, you know, at this point, I'm criminally minded watching the show, so I'm like, did they not grab the crowbar when they left?
Right?
It's evidence. Like, I'm thinking about another police case. Do you know what I mean? Like, grab
season
the evidence.
Two.
Grab the evidence. We don't want, you know, what if Hunter tries to throw charges. Yeah. You know, anything can happen.
Okay.
Take the evidence. Always take the evidence. Don't leave a trail behind.
Right.
So
take pictures, everything.
Fair.
Every time, I'm like, what kind of life do you live, Jill?
I watch a lot of TV, a lot of Law and Order. Come on now. They give you the stabs. You gotta protect yourself, protect your interests.
Hashtag
you know.
Jill's secret life. For real.
My life of criminal.
Yeah. Oh my
I don't think I'd be very good at it.
I think you would
know
be
a
perfect.
Lot.
Right. Yeah.
I would like set the plan and then I'd be like the guy on that commercial. Hey, my Uber said it'll be here in 3 minutes.
Right,
something like that.
I think if something goes down, you want Jill. Nearby.
I got a plan. I don't know if it's gonna work, but I saw this on TV.
Right. Hashtag call Jill.
Jill is that homegirl you go out to like ride by your boyfriend house with real quick.
I am that girl. Like, oh, you want me to drive you? Okay, I'll drive.
Hey.
You got the brick ready? Okay, this is the plan.
Okay.
Like,
I am. It's me. No, it's me. Call me.
Going back,
we find out that Big Boy has decided to just drop the whole team, except for one. He's gonna sign Eva solo.
Well, we know Eva was like, you know, making goo goo eyes at him at the studio.
She probably slept with
when
him.
They were rehearsing.
Yeah.
You could tell he was like, yeah, the Latin flavor,
right?
He was ready.
That's so
that annoying.
Okay,
that annoyed me.
She is just messy boots. Like it's like so weird how she can literally just swivel into anything.
But the fact that he drops the news right before they go on stage for Atlanta
that was so low.
Yeah.
And he's
so
like, Simone, maybe you.
But then he read them
off. But you're pregnant.
Right. He read their rights.
So
he said, and then you're pregnant, so
you
who wants
in the oven?
Just going crazy.
Just spilling all the tea.
Right.
And like, also, you wouldn't wait to see if they won. And you got $1 million contract.
Okay.
You just go and
Right.
Well, if it's Big Boy, I guess he don't have to wait on $1 million.
I guess that's true.
He has
that's
his own
very
resources.
Fair.
But still, you're not going to have what's fresh and new. Like, that's, I mean.
He has the Latina fresh and new.
He thought.
That,
right. You thought.
Right.
You
got him. Right.
You
right.
got him.
Yeah. Well, we're not done because Hunter stops by Jahil's drunk. And then we get to see y'all's favorite, Eva. That was so odd to me. So Eva opens, she opens the door for him and she's like, they have some little small conversation about nothing.
Right.
And
no,
what does she do? She's wrong. Happened. And then it's like,
she
light
doesn't
bulb.
Have a heart.
This is the multi-million-dollar dude. I could have that too.
God,
you know, Star
right.
got a house. I want a house.
And she says, come here. And it is done from there. They just start
like,
kissing
just...
and just like, let's just do it.
Apartment.
It's yeah.
Like, I'm with your godfather. But,
yeah,
like,
but like,
you have money.
Right.
I've been doing this a lot lately.
No, she has to literally be bored. And I'm thinking to myself, hashtag, where's Eva's family at? Because I'm just confused.
Well, remember, she's still, we don't know because she was in that truck. So we don't know what she escaped back
home. Eva's
probably
not even her real name. She probably got a whole lot of secret
identities. And I guess we'll never know.
Hey now.
Okay, you're right. Because I'm like, oh,
you're
well.
Right, yeah.
Cut.
So they're about to go on stage. Luckily, they didn't let that phase them to where they didn't want to perform. Monica has an appearance.
Hey.
And she introduces Big Trouble. I really liked their performance.
Me too.
I love the outfits, mm-hmm. both of them. Mm-hmm. The dance moves was a little sexy because I have to remind myself that Simone is like 15.
Okay.
That's what did y'all think? Did you like the outfits and the...
I mean, when I think about it, I think that they're trying to be pop stars or yeah. whatever. So, I mean, you know, this isn't the 90s and TLC where it's like hat to the back, kick your pants down real low or whatever. Right. Things are a little evolved and that's the business that they're in. What I was curious is like 2 seconds ago, we were going to do the other song with Ava and now right. we have two other songs yeah. that don't need Ava and we're ready to go.
Okay.
Hey now.
I mean, I guess that's what you call being prepared, but
yeah. oh, okay.
you know, that was disturbing to me.
Also, yeah. also though, shout out to Alex. I thought everyone did great, but Alex was awesome
she
in that
stole
song.
The show.
She yeah. definitely stole yeah. the show on this one, which was it. Fun because yeah. you always love to see Alex yeah. do that.
Because we think she's the stronger.
To Jessica oh. Thompson, it kills me how no one can pronounce Eva's name. Eva,
oh.
Ava.
Ava.
I'm sorry. Well, see, the thing is, in the show, they change it around themselves. So we honestly, it's like interchangeable for us. So mm-hmm. we apologize.
Just though. Like Jael and Hyel.
Yeah, they
it's definitely interchangeable, but we will note that. Duly noted.
I think she must just be speaking of the show. All right.
It was cool, too, that Hyel was in the audience.
Yeah,
for the performance.
Watching
yeah,
I did and like being to see
that.
Supportive.
That was nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because those are his girls.
For yeah. a second, I wasn't sure. I'm like, is he still going to show up or no? But he still has, you know, love for them.
They're
so
family.
I guess so.
Yeah,
sort of.
Right. Dysfunctional.
Yes.
But at the family. Same time, yeah. Yes. I mean, and like, you know, not obviously you don't have like a hip hop or a music group that's in your family. But I mean, I feel like most families are dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. There's no
oh,
normal family. So mm-hmm. I mean, and they work well together being dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
hey.
And the winner of the $1 million deal is Big Trouble.
Gang, 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 gang.
Right. Hey. Did y'all, one of y'all were like, I didn't think it was going to be them.
I think I said that, but we were
That was me. Yeah. I didn't think that, I thought that we were going to see the struggle again in season two and kind of, mm-hmm. you know, maybe then, but nope, they got the $1 million deal, baby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I felt like they were, because I was like, well, because we can't have another struggle season because now we need to have other
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, they have to go
Yeah, they have to top. Go up because mm-hmm. now, like, it has to be new struggles
yeah.
with them being signed, them having these deals, so I'm excited.
Jessica. Francesca, we see your question. Cotton, the actress that plays her, King Amaya, is a trans sister. So I don't know.
What was the question?
She asked, is Cotton really? I don't know if you meant in the show or as far as an actress.
I thought they meant end.
Oh,
like
okay.
where
at
we
the end
left
of the,
off.
Oh, we're going to get
we'll
to that.
And also,
that.
Jessica,
yeah.
you're cool.
Yes, yeah. okay, we
you're
love
cool.
you.
You're cool. No worries.
No, what did she say?
She said, no, not us. She was meaning in the show.
That's what I thought.
Okay,
that's
okay. Great.
I knew, Jessica. I knew what you were saying. It's them.
Not we just want okay. to make sure. We didn't so. Think you, you know, we just had
anyway.
To make sure because, you know, people be coming in the comments.
So here's the kicker because it's season finale and we knew you were like, something bad has to happen.
Something
like,
bad. yeah. And of course something they do it in the montage way that
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
With the big
well,
song.
A so they come back out and they get to, yeah, they perform a song and then while they're singing, you know, they cut to Ava and Hunter doing it, which, yuck. And
Hyel's bed. I just have to
Hyel's
keep
bed.
Reminding that. Like,
right.
So disrespectful.
In his apartment.
So disrespectful.
Thoroughly disgusting, right?
right.
Mm. And somebody is sneaking in, and we're like, well, okay, who's this guy? And they have the silencer. They come around the corner, and
what a
I don't know
rifle,
how, I don't know how many rounds they shot off, but it was
like
at least
eight.
10.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm thinking, too, why didn't you just get a 9mm with a silencer? Like, why would you get a whole
These
rifle
are
gun?
Maybe
words
that's.
I told
oh,
you
sorry.
Know,
a 9mm is. It's not like a 45. Where I'm sorry, I'm from the Midwest. So there's you have
so
a
you're talking about me. There might be someone else that you may need to call.
What kind of life
as well.
Do you live too? Right? I live a lot of life of Grand Theft Auto.
It's fine. I'm from the South,
right.
so we have to know guns.
Yeah,
it's like guns and God in
I,
the South.
You know,
you gotta know
yeah,
it.
I don't pop caps, but. He had a whole rifle that was huge, and
yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know it's nighttime, but. Anybody else see this?
Because he's a professional hitman. Because remember, he got the text from not from Arlene. From what is the lady that owns the strip club?
Oh, I thought it was
oh,
Arlene.
No,
but
I don't
it
think
was,
it was. No, it was you know the,
yeah,
the madam,
madam
basically saying, yeah, they're on to you. They know that you released the girls, so that's why you know. Remember, this isn't the first time
yeah.
that he's been taken up
yep.
by. Career criminals that
yep,
want to end
true.
His life.
He was catching
so.
Bodies that night.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
good
so
Lord.
They was, are dead. And so we cut to Cotton, and it seems as if she, what? It seems as if
dead.
They're
dead.
Not just
he,
oh, dead.
He did.
You gotta say
dead
twice.
To the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, right?
Yeah.
what
What is going on? Yes.
We're drunk. So, Cotton, what seems to me, we were debating whether or not Cotton woke up from
after the surgery.
Like, right. Okay. And she, because she says, Mama, am I a girl now? And she moves her arm, and we find out that she's shackled to the hospital bed. And whoever, some detective is like, you are like under arrest for money laundering or something.
That blew me. The Arnold.
That pissed me off.
That blew me too.
Well, I mean.
I know. Yes, that is your government name or, you know, however. But at the same time, just it does play into how Lee wanted it. It's like another like disrespect or like another way to shoot her.
It definitely plays into how like even law enforcement does not respect trans women and the identity, the gender that they finally identify by the name that they have.
Part of that, not that I'm taking up for this, but remember I said last week when she went to go do the checks off, that wasn't Cotton that walked in there, that was Arnold. So if there was videotape or if Elliot reported that or any of that, all of that, you know, there's a lot of layers and factors in there. Yeah.
That's very true.
Absolutely.
You know, but I guess, you know, cliffhanger to see whether or not the girl with the magical horn is...
Yeah, it was just like a
that's King Amaya's thing, so nobody come at me crazy about saying that.
No. It played into him saying, or sorry, excuse me, her saying, oh, Mom, am I a girl? Yeah. And then he says, Arnold. That was like a perfect like symbolism, and I was like,
Do you? I wonder though. Like, I hope that she did have the surgery successful because this whole season has been for her storyline.
Right,
that's been it.
The wraparound,
and I want to see her and Carlotta in the future and see how they manage and how they work through and move forward.
Absolutely.
And then they cut back quickly to Jahil, and he walks into his apartment. And he sees Hunter on top of Ava, and they are dead. And he's, like, crying and stuff. And that was really tough. I felt for him. You were kind of like, but...
I was like... No,
she was like, but that's so
I'm always... I try not... I know, Jill always brings me back, like, no, but... And I'm like,
he did.
Like, done. Because I was like, please, I'm done with it. Cut him out. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not heartless, but I am at the same time. So.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. So let's go into predictions. We'll start with you, Jill. Go ahead. Oh, wait. Come on. Where's our predictions music?
Is there predictions music? No music?
I guess not.
There we go. Shout out to Tony.
TV.
Predictions. So, season two.
Okay.
I think, obviously, we're going to find out if Cotton, which side of the fence Cotton landed on. Mm-hmm. I think that that's going to be big. I think that we are going to see what type of changes happen with the group now that they are signed to a major and if they actually manage to hold on to that. I think Hael is going to come back around into the picture. And I think we'll see better wigs from Miss Manager Carlotta.
Oh, heavens.
Okay, let's see. I think that Arlene is going to be a mess. I think we're going to see a lot more of Arlene, and I don't think it's going to be pretty in any way, shape, or form. I don't like to think about this, but I think that Alex is going to lose the baby. I still think that that is going to happen. I think that's what the writers are going to decide.
Yep.
And actually, Cheyenne had a prediction that I also was thinking. Hunter left the house in Star's name. He put the house under Star's name. So I'm wondering if maybe they might have that house.
Yep. I hope so.
I was wondering that because I was like, did he really put it under her name? Because there was no paperwork, like what we were saying.
That's what he said. And
I think you're right. That makes a lot of sense that he would put it so they'll have a whole new digs, but still be going back to the shop. Yeah. Oh, and Arlene fighting her over it, maybe.
Yeah.
Arlene. Okay, shout out.
So much drama.
Touch on it. Mm-hmm. So I retweet. I do think that Alice is going to lose the baby. Cotton, I do think that she got her surgery. I think that she got her surgery, but she's just going to have to go to jail for some time. And I think she might be dealing with it. They're not going to respect her transgender choice, and they're going to put her in a male prison. I do think, and she's going to have to do.
Oh my God.
I think that's going to open up another storyline. Mm-hmm, and then new issues, what I was going to say. I think they're going to have now issues with being signed because I think they're like now that they're signed, they're going to have to deal with a whole bunch of other stuff, like maybe groups that are already famous. So they're going to have to another beef because what was that group that they had? Glamour or something like that.
Oh,
so, And then I do think that Derek is going to start walking again.
Oh yeah.
That's another
thing. My prediction, because I thought that his process was going to be temporary, and I'm going to stick to that because I hope so. I do think tour life, now that they're going to just like skyrocket, is going to become too much, and then Alex is going to have a miscarriage. I think they're going to write it that way. As far as Cotton, yeah, I do think that they are. She's going to go to penitentiary, and she's probably going to end up in a male prison, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so
season
much.
One, a star in the books. Hey.
Let's see. Is there anything else in the chat?
They're going to miss us so much. We're going to miss you guys, too.
We're going to miss you, too.
First of all, not even.
okay. Oh, my God. You're so upset.
Can you scroll up? Yeah, let's
all good.
Let's
find other
well,
it's my nice prediction, thing. And I stand by it.
Right. Wait. You're so mad.
It's a show.
Right.
It happens.
Gang, gang.
It might actually happen. Hope we find season crossover episode of Empire and Star.
Okay.
We can talk about that later.
Okay, well, that is it. Thank you all so much for the nice comments. We truly enjoy it. So I want to say thank you so much for joining our after show. Thank you so much for your comments and for staying with us. We've been doing this since, mid-December?
Yeah.
And it's mid-March. It's really been a pleasure working with you all.
I
truly enjoy it.
But
luckily, they have been renewed for season 2, so we will be back.
Whoop.
I know. Whoop. And this has been the season finale of Star. Again, I'm Ivana Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV. And please check out my blogs, Raquel Conveys. They come out every single Sunday.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name is Sheldon White, and you can find me on all social media at Sheldon White, too.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me at Stiletto Jill everywhere. Make sure you check me out on the Empire After Show and at JacksonStilettoJill.com for your sports and pop culture gossip. Watch Raquel on the Feud After Show and Greenlit. You know.
Stay tuned. Make sure
you check us all out.
All right.
Watch out. We're talking to you right here, right now.
And shout out to Anthony for holding us down this season.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
Our producer.
Our amazing producer.
Thank you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.